Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, November 23, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported that on the day before, the final judging in the competition to crown Barbados's bonniest baby was held at the Aquatic Club on Bay Street. It was a competition for cute babies and attracted several eager participants, many of them drawn from the upper classes who wished to parade their babies. The British company Cow and Gate Limited, makers of powdered milk formula and cereal for babies, through local agents Messrs. J.B. Leslie, sponsored this competitive event every year from 1948. Mr. Toppin, governing director of J.B. Leslie, referenced the vision of Cow and Gate Limited, stating that it was not only commercial in focus, but was also philanthropic, as was evident in the free baby clinic that the company had already established in Trinidad. By the same token, they were hoping to establish a similar clinic in Barbados. The competition was widely subscribed, as at this final judging, 16 babies made up the complement of contestants, but only 14 were present for consideration. The advocate relayed that the babies were individually paraded before the judges, with some contestants being given a second and even a third look over. Additionally, many prominent persons within the society attended or performed tasks during the affair. According to the advocate, at the end of the judging, the prizes were presented by Mrs. O'Mahony, wife of Dr. J.P. O'Mahony, chief medical officer, who also crowned 11-and-a-half-month-old Virginia Mary Hamilton as winner and awarded the Cow and Gate Challenge Bowl. She was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. John Hamilton of Ballantyne, Christchurch. Mrs. R.N. Turner, wife of His Excellency the Acting Governor, was also in attendance, as was the wife of Dr. A. Winston Scott, who was credited with being mainly responsible for the organization and success of the competition. After the show, the parents and other attendees were entertained as guests of the sponsors. Barbados's bonniest baby for the year 1952 was by the advocate article presented to the Barbadian public on this day, Sunday, November 23, 1952. We are not sure how long this competition lasted in Barbados, but it is still a feature in some communities in the United Kingdom.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.